We really liked our first period, and you know, the second period's, you know, it's a problem now. So we've talked about it a few times, and you know, we need to find a way to come out with the same type of intensity that we do in the first.
Is that what, in your mind, the difference was in the second period? It came down more to intensity.
Well, okay, maybe intensity is the wrong word, but whatever the right word is, you know, we're just not doing a good enough job. You know, the teams that we have been playing have seemed to regroup after the first and, you know, figure out a way to put some pressure on us. And, you know, we just kind of stopped moving our feet the same way we do in the first.
What was the adjustment to the conditions like?
The conditions were great, you know. It was great weather. They did a great job with the ice. So, you know, you really couldn't ask for better conditions.
First shift or so, did it feel like it was a regular season game?
No, especially after the delay. You know, I think it took both teams a little bit of time to get their legs under them. You know, it was kind of a whirlwind there, you know, getting going and kind of getting your heart rate up again. So, you know, that was unfortunate, but, you know, I thought we settled in nicely.
Thank you.
Sorry if you answered this already. I just got at the back of the line there. You were saying yesterday that the thing you remember most about the Boston games is that you won it. Does this, how much of a damper does this put on the week, I guess?
It was a great weekend for Winnipeg. You know, I think the community had a great time embracing the festivities. You know, for the players, the two-hour delay was kind of annoying, but I think for the fans, you know, might have helped get hydrated there a little bit. So it was a great weekend for Winnipeg. You know, I know everyone's been looking forward to this for a long time. We have too. Too bad we couldn't get a win tonight, but you know, I don't think it tarnishes kind of the celebration of Winnipeg and the Jets.
Thank you.